This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A massive landslide has undercut and destroyed a section of a vital highway over Teton Pass from Idaho into the Jackson Hole, Wyoming area on the cusp of a busy summer tourist season. State agencies, local governments, and Jackson Hole businesses are scrambling to resolve a cascade of problems after the landslide carried away almost 100 feet of Wyoming Highway 22 over Teton Pass, closing a vital commuter and commerce route. The slide undermined the highway on the west side of the 8,400-foot-high pass Friday night between Wilson and Victor, Idaho. The highway, a primary artery that much of the Jackson Hole workforce travels daily to reach less expensive housing in Idaho, carries an annual average of 7,400 vehicles a day, but many more in the summer season. As dire as the landslide was, one good thing was that the highway was closed at the time of the failure because of a mudflow farther west that had made the route impassable and closed the road. There have been late spring snows and heavy rainfall lately, which have led to the mudslides and landslides. Highway crews were attempting to patch a crack in the road's asphalt, a sign of the underlying instability, when the road gave way and slid hundreds of feet downhill. Teton County Commissioner Luther Probst said, "Everybody is mobilizing. The county's looking at camping options at the fairgrounds for Idaho commuters who work in Jackson Hole." The Jackson Hole Mountain Resort also is examining camping options. The buzz is it will be closed for several weeks or months, Probst said. Transportation officials were meeting last weekend to coordinate a multi-agency response to the situation. Commuters, tourists, and commerce between Idaho and Wyoming will have to shift south to a longer route through Swan Valley, Alpine, and the Snake River Canyon. That diversion adds 62 miles and more than an hour's travel time to a journey that normally covers 24 miles in half an hour. Total distance and time for a Victor commute to Jackson will now be 86 miles and an hour and 42 minutes. At the Hoback Junction, southbound traffic at the Hoback roundabout on Saturday was backed up probably close to a mile, one driver said. The road failure has brought the issue of affordable workforce housing to the discussion, since so many workers in the pricey Jackson Hole area must commute over a mountain pass into Idaho for affordable housing. Commissioner Probst said, "This demonstrates the risk of having so many of our local workforce commute over a geologically unstable pass. This certainly provides a very clear example of why we need a better balance between the number of jobs and the number of houses needed by people who do those jobs." Native American tribes led by a Montana tribe are leading the effort to restore white bark pine trees, once prevalent but now endangered in the Sierra Nevada, Rocky Mountains, and the Pacific Northwest. The white bark pine is a thin, scaly, and grayish tree and a keystone species that numerous other species rely on for food, shelter, and ecosystem maintenance. White bark pine tree numbers have been dwindling over the past century due to fungus, climate change, mountain pine beetles, and more. Grizzly bears in particular rely on white bark pine nuts as a key food source. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes are spearheading efforts to restore the white bark pine population and ensure its survival for future generations. Their methods include identifying trees that are infected by fungus, collecting seeds, and cultivating new plants. In addition to helping the species bounce back, the Montana-based tribe has also brought back the storytelling of white bark pine. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.